Blog Talk Radio.
Go, 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 shawty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Cardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck, cause that's your birthday. You'll find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. If you need to fill a bar, I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, if you're into getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. If you need to fill a bar, I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, if you're into getting rough. When I pull up out front, you see the Benz on dub. When I roll 20 deep, it's always drama in the club. Now that I roll with Dre, everybody show me love. When you feel like Eminem, you get plenty of groupie love. But homie, ain't nothing changed, roll down, tease up. I see exhibit in the cutting, man, roll them trees up. If you watch how I move, you mistake before I play up here. Been hit with a few shells, but I don't walk with a limp. In the hood, in the day, they saying 50, you hot. They like me, I want them to love me like they love pop. But holla in New York, Michelle, to tell you I'm loco. When you're playing, it's a the rap game in the choke, so I'm fully focused, man. My money on my mind, got a meal out the deal, and I'm still in the grind. That shorty says she's feeling my stash, she's feeling my flow. A girl from Woody, they buy, and they ready to go.
Find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need, if you need to fill a bar. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, if you're in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need, if you need to fill a bar. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love, so come give me a hug, getting rough. My flow, my show, bro.
Y'all forgive me. I got caught up in that joke, man. I forgot how much
this joint
is. Yo, it is great, man.
Oh,
well, what's up, what's up? I know y'all wondering why did Kill Entry start their Thursday, Friday Eve show off with 50 Cent in the club? Well, that's because today is the birthday of none other than our brother, who we got love like a mother for. That's my man, Tank. Happy birthday, brother!
Yeah.
Bring that joint out loud. Screaming out loud. Yeah, that's how about?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know I mean, yeah, we got to say happy birthday to our brother. You know what I mean?
Another birthday is
a beautiful thing, man. It's a blessing,
yeah.
And it should be admired. It should be upheld, and it should be viewed as such. So, thank you, Father, for blessing my brother with another year. I'm pretty sure he has said the same. So we in junction over here on Kale's Corner. What's up, baby?
What's going on?
What's happening with you, sis? How are things going?
Everything's going good. You know, he's so simple. He's so simple to please. So, you know, what do you give a man that don't really want anything and got everything that he really needs? You know,
more of you, more of you.
I'm right here. I got his back front and back.
There we go. You know what I mean? We say the same thing about me when my birthday come around. You know, you got all the shoes you want. You got the colognes you want, watches. You know, I ain't really a big ring jewelry person, you know. I was when I was younger, but as I got older, that stuff just phased out for me. You know what I mean? So she's like, well, what do you get the man who feels as though he has everything? And I told her, more of you. Give me more of you. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Yeah, that's all brothers want. That's all we need. That's about.
I got you.
On today's Kale's Corner episode, drum roll please, we will discuss the IBF. You did not just give me a drink.
I tried.
The I heard you, young. I heard you, you little drummer girl. That's what's up. We will discuss the IBF Super Featherweight Championship fight between Tank Davis and Rolando Romero. Hey, it's been a long, long time since I have been looking forward to a match, looking forward to a bout, because, man, these dudes, it's almost as if they genuinely hate each other. Like, yeah, we going to get this thing on because I can't stand you. You know, I hate your mama. I hate your cousin, your auntie, your uncles. You know, that Bama at the cookout with the dress shoes and the ankle socks. Yeah, I can't stand him and his temper. Them Bama saying they hate everybody. They talking trash like trash used to be talked back in the day.
Yeah.
So I am really looking forward to this fight. And what's going to be the outcome. I'm going to tell y'all now early, I think Tank is going to win the fight, but I think Romero is going to be his hardest competition because Romero, we'll get into all that, but I just think Romero is going to be his hardest competition. NBA Conference Championship games, the Celtics have a 3-2 game lead on the Miami Heat. The Warriors have a 3-1 lead on the Mavs. Each series, it can still go either way at this point. Are you comfortable with your prediction or have things changed for you? You know, do you think it's going to be an early out for teams that you said is going to be 7 games or 6 games, you know, that out becoming a little early, you know,
right.
Colin Kaepernick has been working out with the Raiders this week. I don't know how I feel about that. Lady T, I'm gonna lean on you, Lady T, with that one because you know. People say, Kill, you get too political and everything, you know, about it, you know. So I'm gonna lean on you with that one.
Okay.
49ers defensive end Javon Kinlaw had a few choice words when Sports Illustrated reporter Grant Kahn came at him with unwanted questions after the Monday OTA session. We're going to get into that and discuss that to its fullest. And I'm going to tell y'all, you know it's off season. You know why you know it's off season, Therese? Because anything is reported. Anything becomes the news, you know?
The news.
So, we're in the off season. Everybody knows. So we're going to go through these off season stories for right now, at least until the preseason. Well, at least until the OTAs start and we start hearing who's participating, who's not, and all of that. All right, y'all. So all these stories and much more on today's Kill's Corner episode. Hey, Tree.
Yes.
Can I go in the club one more time for my man? It's his birthday.
Man, we can say his name.
Go, Tank. Bottle full of bub, mama, I got what you need. You need to fill the bar.
I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, get in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need, if you need to fill a bar. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, get in the getting rough. When I pull up out front, you see the Benz on dub. When I roll 20 deep, it's always drama in the club. Now that I roll with Dre, everybody show me love. When you feel like them and them, you get plenty of groupie love.
Look, homie, groupie ain't love. Plenty of groupie love.
This fight
between Tank Davis and Rolando Romero.
Romero,
right?
Yeah.
I have never seen an opponent of Tank Davis's approach the press conference, the weigh-in. I mean, this man has basically had I'ma whoop y'all, you know what.
Yeah.
Tattoo on his face, and he trying to put it on Tang's face. I mean, this dude is approaching this fight with no fear whatsoever. And listen, no fighter should ever. But you know how sometimes, Treats, when we hear the press conference, you can tell this guy a little of his confidence is shook, or this guy has the advantage because this guy is going a little hard at proving himself, you know, what he's going to do, and this guy has backed off a little. There has been no back off whatsoever with this. Mm-hmm. There has been no back off whatsoever.
Yeah.
So, three, I'm going to say it now.
Okay.
I got Davis in the seventh round.
Okay.
I got Davis in the seventh round. What say you?
Okay. I think Tank is going to win, but I think he's going to go the whole fight.
Okay. All right. Marcus just text me. He's ready. Come on, Marcus.
Who, Marcus? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Marcus. Come on, Marcus.
Hey, Marcus.
You
can y'all hear me?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I hear you now.
What's going on with you?
Hey.
What's up?
How y'all doing? So you already know that I'm a Tank Davis fan through and through. And
okay.
This fight is probably one of the hardest fights he going to have, man. Thus far.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he done had some hard fights, but this one's going to be hard because of the size advantage. But, and Garcia, he got some pop. You know, his opponent got some pop. You know,
mm-hmm.
But the thing about his opponent, Garcia been down. Garcia been down. He's been dropped before. He's been dropped.
Mm-hmm.
And Tank is going to drop that boy. And if he makes the same mistakes that he makes with other fighters, Tank is going to knock him the, you know, out, bro. Like, it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think there is a strong possibility if the boy uses his size the way he's supposed to, that it goes the distance.
That's what I'm thinking.
But I think that Tank, because I told you, Tank do this thing where a certain part time in the fight where he starts biting down on that mouthpiece and he lets you hit him where he ready to knock you out. You know what I'm saying? Where he's decided, okay, you know what? You can't hurt me. I'm about to knock you out, brother. You know what I'm saying? And he takes some hits so he can knock you out, deliver that blow. So it could go either way, but if I know Tank going to get to a point, if once he realizes that this boy can't hurt him, it's a wrap.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But what if he does?
So, right. I was going to say the same thing, Ken.
So if he's able to hurt Tank, then it'll be a boxing match. It'll be a boxing match all the way through. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't think he's going to be able to just utilize his size the entire time. You know what I'm saying? Not against Tank. But if the boy knows, I've seen him box, but to me he don't use a lot of tall fighters disappoint me because when they're the taller fighter, they give up their size. And I think if he gives up his size, it's over. Tank is going to knock him all the way out, bro.
Okay, explain that. Give up his size. Explain that. What do you mean by give up his size?
What I mean is the reach advantage. So Tank is a shorter fighter, right? The reach advantage is in the other fighter's favor. He's taller. He's longer. But with this particular fighter, he likes to trade. He likes to exchange shots sometimes. You're not exchanging shots against Tank Davis. You're just not doing that. You're not doing it. That is a stupid strategy. But a lot of these fighters get drawn in to doing that. And what they do is your strength is staying on the outside, boxing, using your boxing ability, which is your jab, not stepping in as often. You step into the side, away from the power hand. And basically, you can win a fight that way, just being on your bicycle, moving around, boxing, and slipping off. You see what I'm saying?
I'm laughing. Marcus, you're telling the truth because I got an echo in my ear. Like, I can hear, I'm in my office, but Tang is on the other side, and the walls is like he must have been walking or something, and I can hear him going, "Thank you. Thank you, thank you." Like everything you say, like thank you, thank you.
Well, you know what? Let's go ahead and bring his birthday, y'all. So let's go ahead and bring him in.
The birthday boy.
Yeah, let's get the comments from the birthday boy.
Hey man, much love, respect. So happy to be on this corner today with the Kells Corner family. I don't know what to do, man. Yeah. Hey, Marcus. Marcus. What's up, brother? What's up, big brother? I appreciate all of y'all earlier too, man. You had
man,
me falling out with that munchkin. You crazy, boy.
who was
don't
taking
do
that?
It. I already told you. I already told you who did it. Don't do that, sir.
Hey, we already cleaned that up, right, sir. I'm not even gonna sit here and repeat the same thing that Marcus just said, because that's all I'm going to end up doing. Because just like he said, it's going to take, if that dude, and to me, when I just watched that press conference just now for them last 5 minutes before this show started, because I just been hearing y'all talking about it and I didn't get to watch it. Hey, man, even that dude is very, very confident. Oh, he trying to talk himself up because he is talking reckless. And if he go out there in that first round and try to knock Tank Davis out, and go out there and get sloppy, Tank is going to knock him out in the first round. But like Marcus said, if that boy be smart and use that jab, because the jab is the key to boxing, dog. And like you say, that's the size advantage right there. Just use that jab. Step to the side. Go to the body. Just the jab is the key if he want to beat Tank Davis. I'm going to tell you that now.
But you know, one thing you said, you absolutely correct, and this is what I forgot about that boy. He likes to keep his chin up high. He do it all the time.
He
keeps keeping his chin up high. Even if he jab and keep that chin up high, he going night-night. He's taking a melatonin early.
Not a melatonin.
Yes, hey man, the way he's talking, man, he is reckless, dog. I'm talking about reckless. I'm not even, I was like, man, this, like you said, big bro. I can't wait till Saturday, the 28th.
You know,
I can't wait.
But what that's going to do, all that's going to do is motivate Tank to knock him all the way out.
Yeah.
Clean him up.
Yeah.
Exactly. He's going to be on his game.
I think that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get him out of his boxing. Because Tank has strategy, bro. The whole team, the team has strategy. You know, they got strategy.
Yes.
You know.
But see, and you know what? You're absolutely right, bro. Because when I was just listening to it, and the man asked Tank something about the fight, and Tank, and if it go to a certain distance, Tank said, well, if it go to that, you're gonna see a long fight. You're gonna see me boxing a lot. Mm-hmm. And he said that. He said that too.
Yeah, Trees heard. I was trying to sneak him in. Come on, Lou. What's up, bro?
Oh, I can
hear everybody.
Hey, Lou.
Hey, Lou.
Hello.
What is your opinion of this fight, this upcoming fight, Lou?
Well, I fortunately won't get a chance to see it because it's on pay-per-view. So, you know, I don't know if I can have much to say on it.
Streaming, Lou.
Yeah. Okay, refresh my memory who's going to be fighting.
Devontae Tank Davis and Rolando Romero.
Romero. Yeah.
Hmm.
Tank, what you got
They're going to go with Devontae. They're going to go with Devontae.
Oh, I'm sorry. Come on, Lou. I'm sorry.
They're going to go with Devontae.
You said Devontae?
Okay. Yeah. I'll say a TKO in the eighth round.
Eight?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What, two
Tank,
yeah,
Tank, what
round?
What round? I said the seven.
Oh, okay. My bad.
You good.
I'm going to say,
I
like that eighth round too, Lou. But just remember when I said, if that youngin tried to knock him out in the first round, don't be surprised if he get knocked out in the first round. That means he going out there and try to go hard. He going all in. He ain't going to hold nothing back in the first round the way he talking.
Come on in here,
Huckleberry.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Huckleberry.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
What's up,
what's up?
How y'all doing?
What's up?
How y'all doing? What I miss? Hey, what's happening, Marcus?
What it do, bro?
Just chilling, dog, Pam. Just chilling.
You sound much better, bro.
Yeah.
You sound much better.
Yeah.
Bro.
Hey, man.
100%.
What's going on today? What I miss?
We're talking about the Tank Davis fight.
Yeah, we just talking about the Tank Davis-Romero fight.
Oh, I don't even know who Tank Davis is.
What? Man, if you don't stop playing, boy, you don't stop playing.
Hey, man, he's a baseball man, y'all. I keep telling y'all.
I don't know, man. I don't watch boxing no more like that. Unless I hear y'all talk about a fight that's going to be a good fight coming up, I don't watch boxing no more, man.
You're going to watch this one, bro. Believe me.
Yeah, I'll probably watch it now because I hear y'all talking about it. But I don't pay attention to boxing.
Yeah.
You know, that's why.
That's
always defer to Marcus because I just don't watch it no more. You know, I got tired of sitting down. I said, as soon as my ass hit the chair, the fighter hit the floor. I'm like, oh, okay, this is it.
So
you start walking after Tyson finished up.
man, when Tyson knocked Michael Spinks out, I said, you know what? If another fight come up in here, it's going to be us. I ain't paying for nothing else.
Oh my goodness! Come on, Double O Seven,
man. Hey, how y'all doing today?
What's
all right,
up,
hey, happy birthday! All right, happy
birthday! That 007, much love and respect always, brother.
No doubt.
Whose birthday today?
Oh my God, man! The Marlboros, man!
Yeah.
Hey, 007, go ahead and talk about the fight because 57 acting a fool right now.
Like shit. Tank Davis, the dude from Baltimore is going to knock this dude out. I got him knocking him out in the second round. Because he's talking about, the reason why I'm saying this because one thing you don't do is try to mess with somebody's head before the fight. and especially experience as of Tank Davis. You know what I'm saying? I feel as though he's going to take Rolly, Rollo, Rollout, whatever his name is. I think he's going to take him down in the second round. Yeah, that dude.
Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to give him a Baltimore. He's going to give him a Baltimore beatdown.
I ain't mad at you, 007. I ain't mad at you, 007.
I just texted
the same thing, bro. You absolutely. Yeah. Mark, just to affirm, Marcus texts me, Tank is going to knock him out in the first, second, or third. All right. that's covering
all Ben.
Come on.
Okay. Hey,
what's up, D-Mob?
What's good with all y'all?
Hey, what's going on?
Everything.
Let me ask you a question off the break, Dari. Do you have a fighter? Do you favor any fighter? especially in this fight.
This fight, I'm going with Davis, because I went back and watched Rolly fights. He lost his last fight. They just gave him. He literally lost his last. Like the dude Jackson really like beat the mess out of this dude like crazy.
Right.
Did him dirty.
Right.
And they just gave him. So me personally, I think I really only believe he got a puncher's chance. That's it, in my opinion. If Rolly wins this fight, it's just all puncher's chance. Anything else, he's gonna lose.
I really don't even think he deserved this fight.
He didn't even deserve this fight. It's just the camp's about to break up, and they just gave it to him.
Mm-hmm. I heard that too, but I didn't know how true it was.
If you go back and watch,
so
I literally is.
Michael Moore online said Romero just had 1-inch reach advantage over Tank. Just 1 inch.
Okay. Well, okay. I mean, that one inch makes a big difference during a fight. It really, truly does. And I'm not giving it to Rolando because he has that 1 inch. It's important that we recognize what that one inch is. Truly,
Your
phone.
Your phone breaking up, D. Okay.
I guess it went on up.
Yeah.
That one inch makes
a difference, and you can't underestimate just exactly, because that one inch makes the your duck not as hard, your reach is better, you know. Landing a punch, that 1 inch makes 1 minute in difference. If y'all can understand what I'm saying, that 1 inch makes a 1 minute worth of difference. And as Tank being the smaller guy, he has to fight under that inch. He has to fight his way inside to construct his damage, you know. Hello. So we can't underestimate that. I tell you, Thursdays on the corner.
Sound like they was ordering Chinese.
Yeah, you know.
Let me get 2 egg rolls with some French fries. Right?
And you know,
I'm trying to wait for the show to eat, man.
Don't forget my high wings. Don't forget my high wings.
Hey, 007, them egg rolls sound good, man. I'm trying to tell you, dog. I can't get enough. I can't get enough of them. I love them. But yeah, we're gonna take a quick.
Just getting on during the middle of the show, because you know how you won't come back.
Listen at Sleepy Smurf. Talk about somebody got coming back and snoring. This baby done broke out and snoring during the show. And tell us
about the young boy. Hey, you said to me when I first came on the show to make myself at home. That's what I did.
Bro, kicked his shirt off. Hey, bro, kicked his shoes and his shirt off and went to sleep.
Yeah.
Huh? That's what's up. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back. We're going to jump into this NBA.
All right, you squares. Time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a talk. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
Man, I used to love me some Rick James, man. The NBA Conference Championship games are as follows. The Celtics have a 3-2 game lead on the Miami Heat, and the Warriors have a 3-1 game lead on the Dallas Mavericks. Each series, we have to be real here. Each series can still go either way at this point. But are you comfortable with your prediction, or have things changed your mind? You know, what we're
very confident.
Okay. Who is that? 007?
Yes, sir.
57. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna 007 put on Facebook. He gonna be at the Boston Parade wearing his Wizards.
Yeah,
we already know.
I say
with my grandchildren, with my daughter. I'm gonna be up there with all my.
I'm gonna have a
sign up there. Be like Kale's Corner. What's up, Kale's Corner? What's up, Kale's Corner?
That's what's up.
Hey, we appreciate that. That's what's up.
Yeah.
As much as I hate to say it, Ron, I'm starting to lean a little over to your direction because Miami looks as if they've lost something. Miami looks as if something is not there for them. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it. But they're just not.
You know what they lost?
Creature. Go ahead.
I'm just going to say the name. They lost Hero. They lost Tyler Hero.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a terrible person to miss right now, the way he's been doing it.
But in the first half of that game, it looked like an
a late 80s basketball game, the low scoring game. I thought that's going on Miami favor because you at home and you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying, you this your house and you come mm-hmm. with a close game, you got the crowd on your side, and third quarter came, all hell broke loose, and I didn't expect for Boston, you know, to go on a run the way they did. Like, you only scored like 20 points in the second half. You shooting 28% from the field, expect to win the game at home. How you gonna shoot 38 threes at home?
You can't.
And you only make like three or four of them. Expect to win the game. Nah,
exactly. Miami.
If they dropping
the one
them,
team.
I mean, if they dropping them, that's one thing. But if they ain't dropping by the 10th one, I'm going to need you to start pulling up doing some twos. That's all I'm
saying. And Miami is the one team in this playoffs that they can't afford to have someone missing. If their whole team
right.
is healthy, they could be the best team in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But when someone is
mm-hmm.
hurt, they can't afford mm-hmm. that. They can't afford it. Milwaukee couldn't. Golden State is the only team, I think, now in the playoffs that can afford to lose somebody and still function
yes.
the way they normally
yeah.
do. They normally
no.
do. But
Golden State you know, can't lose anybody either. Golden State can't
lose
anybody either.
They lost. Hold on, let me finish, bro. They already lost Gary Payton Jr. They already lost him. They lost Iguodala.
Right.
They lost Iguodala. And they still functioning like a well-oiled machine. Everybody else, look at Miami. Miami, Butler went out with a swole knee, and they haven't won a game since. Even when he came back, he looked like he was lost on the floor. You don't see that in Golden State. They run their offense the same way all the time.
Okay. That game, they Warriors and Mavericks game, when the Warriors cut the lead to 9, they're supposed to kept, if they would have kept the same people on the floor instead of going
that.
To the bench on putting Curry in, they would have
mm-hmm.
came back and won that game.
Yeah.
That was bad coaching.
That
was bad coaching on Steve Kerr.
They didn't
want to
come back and win that game.
They didn't want to come back.
Exactly.
They
didn't
want to win.
They
want to make no money.
Tell them again, sis.
Remember,
that game wasn't designed for them.
Remember what I told y'all, what I said, y'all. The NBA is trying to make that COVID money up, dog. They can't
yes.
make it if a team gets swept out the
right.
the playoffs.
Uh-huh.
They
the
can't. And we all are in agreement with New Jersey. What was the situation there? We're all in agreement with that. That was Kyrie Irving. And his decision that the NBA was like, oh, yeah, well, let us tell you this. You know what I mean? But no one else is going to get swept because there's no money in the sweeps. There's no money
mm-hmm.
there. And
mm-hmm.
these guys, they on recoup time. They're on recoup time. And it's funny, being on recoup time means more than actually showing a good game at this point. It means
mm-hmm.
more because they feel like the NBA already has the fandom that they want. Now we got to get that money back. We got to get that money, man. We got to get
mm-hmm.
that money. So, yeah. Go ahead. Buck, see you again. What's happening?
Who?
Ted.
Hey, Ted.
Take your phone off mute.
Hey, good evening. Good evening. How y'all doing this evening?
All right.
Brother Ted, what's happening, chat?
Hey, you got
yeah.
it. You got it, family. What's happening? I'm like Tang say, man, as far as Miami missing Hero, that is a big piece they missing, but yeah, Miami's not playing Miami defense, man. And that first quarter, like someone
right.
said, looked like one of them 80 games. You know, they was playing and refs was letting them play, you know, not a lot of calls. And so, but in the third quarter, Spoelstra didn't make no adjustments. And I don't know what's going on with him, but looks like he's lost, you know. It's like he don't know how to pull that string, because why you got, is Digimon hurt? I'm saying his name wrong, but the other center, Digimon, I call him Digimon. Okay, is that man, but I call him Digimon.
Okay, gotcha.
So they need to put him back in there also, and I keep saying, why are these teams trying to match up with another team? Make them match up with you. Why are you going small when Boston got Williams in the game, and then he got Al Horford in the game? I'm talking about the big Robert Williams, the third. Okay, you got that two lineup, but you got Adebayo trying to play against them. Then you got it going into a zone. Man, match up man to man. I'll put Adebayo or Williams, and then I'll put Adebayo on Al Horford, and I'll bring Digimon and put him on Williams, because Adebayo keeps switching off and not get back on Williams, and they just leaving little man on Williams. And he's dominating. Mm-hmm. Then you got White dominating. How he dominate, man? I don't understand that. So it's just, and then they hurt a little bit. PJ hurt, you know. Butler hurt. You can see that he's missing wide open layups. He can't even get no lift off the ground. He's not shooting. Yeah. He's not being aggressive. You know, Bam do one good thing and do three things wrong. You know, so it's just Miami don't look like Miami. And like you said, I think they want the darling of the East to go on and get it. It's Boston, like Tang was saying. L.A. got 17. They tied. They want Boston to go on and try to get one. And then we know in the West, Golden State is the Golden Boys. So it's going to be that matchup. You know, and they can't have, like you guys say, a complete sweep, so they need a gentleman sweep, you know, or if they can make it go seven, they go seven, but if not, a gentleman sweep, you know. Yeah. Make as much revenue as we can, so.
Yeah.
That's exactly how they doing. Can I
ask a question?
Go ahead.
When is it not conspiracy behind these games? Is it ever a game where the like the players are just better?
It's better.
It is.
I don't know because I look at the NBA as opposed to other sports. I can see more parity in the NBA than I can in other sports. I mean, football, baseball, you know, you have dominant players either on the offensive or the defensive side of the ball or even in special teams. And that's just what it is. But in basketball, you have more teams with, you know, what they call it, the big three. And I think what ends up making another team better, Darius, to answer your question, is these injuries, like Ted just spoke of. You know, Miami is not Miami because they're missing players. We're not seeing the best of Miami, not to take away anything from the Celtics. But we're not seeing the best Miami team because they're bruised. They're beat up. As I said before this series even started, whoever comes out of the East, because of the way the East plays ball, they're going to be beat up. They're going to be bruised up because the East plays a football-type basketball game, if you understand what I'm saying.
I was going to say, you say what y'all were saying about the Miami not playing right. If you pay attention really, and don't get me wrong, I have seen Adebayo bring the ball down sometimes. But in this last game that they lost in, everybody was so hurt that he was just bringing the ball down too much. You would have thought he was a god at one
time.
Thank you. I saw him bring the ball down like about six times in a row, man. And I was like, what are they doing? And I mean, when he brought it down, he dribbled, went through his legs, spent around, tried to lay up all time. And I was like, damn, this is not what they're supposed to be doing, dog. I'm telling you.
You my man. You see what I be saying? I'm like this, man. Hey, Tang, I'm like, listen, you get rush yourself down court, man. Get down there and go rush to the paint because you got little man that's switching off on you. You doing all this dribbling.
Yeah.
Man, give it to a guard. You run down court. Sometimes I can see, like you say, Tang, but you doing it six times, man. Get your butt down court, man. You know?
Yeah.
And post, run the lane, post up, and you trying to – then when you get it a post, like I say, he ain't taking it in. He bringing it back and got to come out and do his fade away. Come on, man. Sometimes that depends on that move you might need to. But other than that, I'm going to that cup, man. It was one move he could have just – man, butter rolled right up in there, but he wanted to come back out and fade towards the free throw line. I'm like, what is you doing, man?
Because that's true, because he shoot good. He shoot from the foul line pretty well. So there's nothing wrong with him. He should be going to the cut, getting it the old-fashioned way. Even if he don't make it, at least he going to the line, at least make two. And he make his free throws.
Thank you.
He's not sorry at his free throw shooting.
Thank you. I'm like, they just look out of character. They just looked totally out of character, and
Postry didn't make
the change. And I want to know one more thing. What's wrong with Marcus Morrison, or the one of the twins? Is he still hurt from that back situation?
Maybe.
The Joker,
he's not good. He's just not good. And that's
I just don't think he's good right now. I'm serious. I said that the other night. I'm saying, like, he not in there. I mean, don't get me wrong. Playoffs, I will put him in there to see what he can do. But he can't do nothing. His back, like you said, his back must be really bothering.
I'm still trying to figure out how Marcus Smart is playing on that damn ankle. And still ain't.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's a 1-2.
It's physical. No, listen, this is physical. It ain't got nothing to do with your mind physically wanting to do something. If you turn your ankle over and stand on it, bruh, that thing is broke. That thing broke. He couldn't be walking.
It didn't break, but I know he got a terrible sprain, though.
Man.
Right. It's a terrible sprain. They wrapped him up real good. They shot him up with an Novocaine, but he's a warrior. You know, he had a real tape real good. They shot him up, you know, he laced his shoes up extra hard and stuff and went out. I just like that in him, is that warriorness in him. You know, so
he got
my staff approved on that, you know?
Yeah,
hey,
and it's that
all
time.
Or nothing.
He ain't, exactly.
You know,
he don't have no too many chances.
All or nothing. That's it.
I'm gonna say this. I hear all the mind over matter and everything.
Yeah.
If you're injured. There's no such thing as mind over matter when you're seriously injured. And the way that these NBA players,
all of them,
in my book, are faking with these fouls and everything that's going on, you know, it's like we don't know for real. We don't know because everybody's perpetrating a fraud.
I get what you're saying.
That boy Williams with the Celtics, the light-skinned one. I'm serious, dude. I'm ready for the league to hold a new award ceremony like the Grammys or the Oscars. Damn an MVP, you know, damn all of that. Let's give some Emmys out because these dudes are acting like a mug.
Mm-hmm. Hollywood.
Ben Anderson said ain't that much shooting him up in the world. Like, he must get shot up before every game, because ain't no way that thing should be still, man.
That's what I'm saying. It's mind over matter. There are situations where I would agree with you on that, but then it's just some situations where, you know, there's no agreement on that. You know, I understand when momentum is at its height and the player is so concerned with the game that it doesn't matter. But these dudes are coming back after a day off, and anyone that has played sports knows that day off kills everything. That day off kills everything. You know, now I saw Marcus Smart. Hey, I'm even going to go out there and say hyperextended his ankle. But the next game, that Bama was out there like, well, nothing wrong with him.
Like, for real.
Can I add this on this? Like I said, it might see for people got different thresholds of pain level of what they can take. So, and I don't know what his was, but I did see him twist his ankle. But also, they got great treatment. They got great treatment facility. You know, he iced that joint, man. He got real good treatment on that and got it taped up. So, you know, we know he didn't fake his injury. For sure. We know that. So
He ain't hurt. That's the whole thing. Like, he not hurt. Like, what injury?
That's what I'm asking. How can he not?
He not hurt. Bruh.
What I'm saying.
He didn't do nothing.
What I'm saying, we saw him twist his ankle. We saw it.
I'm being sarcastic because what I'm saying is, yes, he twisted his ankle, right? Yes, he did that. But did he miss any time? No. Did he miss the next game? No. Did he miss the next game? No.
Well,
so he not hurt.
What I'm saying? Yeah, I get you. I'm saying as far as he didn't fake that, as far as like Laurie faked, like he got hit in the jaw yesterday, you know. And I was like, come on,
I thought
it was a foul at first,
boy.
You know.
Oh,
I'm
that,
like,
that,
man,
no, that was probably
and, listen,
look,
hey, he totally Hollywood. They slowed it up, and I even extra. So I'm sorry, Pete. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You good.
They slowed it up when they rewinded. I even rewinded and slowed it up when I replayed it, so it was extra slow. And I'm like, okay, I was trying to give him a benefit of the doubt. Maybe he hit him in that chest and he was complaining. But I'm like, man, that wasn't even a chest move like you did. You was jaw was faking out, head was just moving like he was just demonstrative, like he just really got banged. I'm like, come on, Laurie, man. That's Academy Award on that one, man.
Felt like he was possessed. He felt like he was possessed.
I said, I know why Kale don't like you, man.
Oh, bring the baby.
All I'm saying is those moves like that are ruining the game that we love, seriously. Because now you have players are more interested in getting those type of calls, getting on the referee's good side, than actually performing their basketball skill set, which they're being paid for. And it's ruining the game. Referees don't know what to call or when to call it, because these guys have become actors.
These guys have become actors.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
It was a time when Lowry was the only one I saw doing that, but now it's almost like every team has one or two players who are actors and not ball players. They're more interested in getting the ref to make a call than actually playing basketball. Go ahead, Tree. Go ahead, sis.
In college, that's one thing about college that I do love, that rule. If you flop, if you do any of that stuff, they call it on you, and they jury start finding them. So they don't play with the flop thing. Like, they don't play that.
Yeah. And you know
that's
what?
One thing I do love.
You know what? College football is already drawing more of an eye from me, not the pros, because I still watch the pros, but college football is getting more attention from me because I see these players doing everything in their power to get to the next level, to be successful. You know, and college basketball is the same, as Street just said. They don't allow that flopping mess. No, you're not going to flop that way. No. Hell no.
Yeah.
I looked at Williams, and he falls to the ground, grabs his eye, and rolling over on the ground, the coach said, come to the sideline. He stands up and waves the coach off. I'm all right. Well, what the hell are you doing, dude? What are you doing then? Why are you on the ground rolling around like a big kid in Joy World or something?
Right.
Can I add this point about Miami, if I may?
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Hey, now I remember if y'all watched the game at this junction of a game. It was a time when they was going back and forth now, and I believe they was trying to get the lead down to six or what have you. But Boston had if the ball was out of bounds, and it would have been Miami ball if they would have challenged that. But they didn't challenge that in time.
Yeah.
Okay, so they had some type of discord on Miami bench at each other. And so then Tatum hit a three. So that swung that lead and made them keep going up nine. And they weren't able to cut that lead down to three. Okay, so I'm like, man, if you had to been right on time of that, made that adjustment, and then not let them hit that three, and then y'all would have scored, that would have been, you know, momentum. But they, like I said, Miami was just totally out of character from the coach to the whole team. And that's uncharacteristic of them. And I was like, man, you missed that.
Boston had crisp passes, too. They was passing crisply yesterday, and nobody didn't mention there was no turnover. They reduced the turnovers in the second half. It wasn't many turnovers in the second half for Boston. They was losing majority of their games because of turnovers, and they cut that out yesterday.
Hey, like you said, how fast was Al Horford getting rid of that ball, whipping it like you're supposed to do? Man, don't hold the ball. Move that ball. The ball moved faster with a pass than a dribble, you know? So he was, like you say, whipping it around that corner. Everybody was touching it. It wasn't sticking. And like you said, Chris passes right on time where a shooter can get it right in his pocket and shoot it. If you ain't going to shoot it, pass it and let it rotate. And that defense won't be able to catch up with you because they playing that weak zone they was playing instead of man and manning up.
Yeah. All right, y'all. We're gonna take another quick one. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. And hey, listen, this here is for my Dallas Mavericks, the fans and the team. We'll be right back.
Chaka Khan. Shaka Khan, let me rock Shaka Khan. Let me rock it, that's all I wanna do. Shaka Khan, let me rock Shaka Khan. Let me rock it, cause I feel for you. Shaka Khan, would you tell me what you wanna do? Do you feel for me the way I feel for you? Shaka Khan, let me tell you what I wanna do. I wanna love you, wanna hug you, wanna squeeze you too. So let me take it in my arms, let me fill you with my charm, Shaka. Cause you know that I'm the one that give you warm, Shaka. I make it more than just a physical dream. I wanna rock you, Shaka, baby, cause you make me wanna scream. Let me rock it.
Yeah, boo.
I know y'all, but I feel for them Dallas Mavericks, man. I really do, you know, because I don't know if it was Luka's after the third game, his press conference or what, but your boy done developed a little soft spot for the Mavericks. Now, don't get me wrong, I still want Golden State and still think Golden State is going to win, but man, to see them boys come all the way here, and it's just like, I don't know. it's like they're evaporating, man. You know, now they won this last game against Golden State, but I don't. Golden State ain't a team that loses back to back. You know what I mean? They're not one of those teams. They come back as if they won that last game. Like they just completely, you know, erase that loss out of their mind and come back even stronger. So, you know, with that being said, yes, I'm believing this series to be over tonight. I'm believing that. I'm serious. I believe Golden State are going to do what they need to do. They're going to start to believe that, okay, let's get our rest for the finals, you know, and them Eastern teams, they beating each other up.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Which gives us time to rest and get even more healthy. Like I believe it was 57 that said earlier, Golden State is the only team in the playoff that we've seen them lose players. We've seen them lose guys, and they still keep the same step. They haven't lost the step
energy
at all, you know? So, you know, hey, exactly. Not just on offense, but on defense as well.
Yeah.
On defense as well. Offense is led by Klay Thompson and Steve Curry. And defense has been led by Draymond Green. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So they have a great mix, to say the least. They have a great mix.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If Dallas, I mean, that lead, for example, I don't know if that's going to happen tonight, but if Dallas have that lead, like that 29-point lead again, and then the bench come in like the way, don't when they call a timeout, you leave them boys out there because you want to finish. And that's what happened, you know, two nights ago. I feel as though if they would have went on another 10 or 11 nothing run, they would have stole that victory, but goes by what y'all saying. They didn't want that to happen anyway. But I'm speaking hypothetically. They would have came back and won that game. But I just hope I just hope Golden State don't be down on 29 points, not at home anyway. You know, you don't want the media, you know, such as Kale's Corner, to fire your ass up for that.
If we see it, we're gonna speak about it. Y'all talk about shoot.
Okay.
Who tells
you? Oh, yeah. We talk about that.
You know I got something to say, Kale.
What's
that?
well, you know, I'm biased, like Darius be saying. I'm biased about Dallas because Kale know that's family over there, you know, with Mike Finley, you know, and also little Zero, little Sterling Brown. You know, they from the hometown and stuff. So I got a little partial with Dallas. But like I said, if they want a gentleman sweep, they weren't going to let them just sweep them all away. So a gentleman sweep. And I don't want Dallas to win anyway, though. You know, I got my homeboys, my family there. But I don't want Dallas to win because Luka need to get in shape. Luka, tough boy. But I don't want him to go and win thinking he could just come and win and not be in shape like that, you know. And you know, even though he could score in the NBA, he tough like that. He been playing since he was 11 overseas and all that. I can dig that. But you need to get in better shape so you can be a real true superstar and play both ends. At least give me a little better defense than what you do. Okay, so until you get in shape, come back next year, get in shape and stuff, and also share the ball more like he did this last game. And then also, I was telling Kel, Finney Smith need to go into the basket, go, how many layups was he getting cutting to the basket? That's like, instead of just standing, waiting, like watching Luka play 7 seconds with the ball. So
Luka
they played a better complete game. You know, so people was moving. And then I need to not have Dinwiddie and Luka in the game at the same time because they cross each other out because Dinwiddie can't get his shine on. You know, he's standing around, and that's not his type of game. He need to have a ball like Luka need to have that ball. And so when Luka in that game, he's dominating the ball too much. So switch them up. You know, when Luka need a rest, bring Dinwiddie in. Sometimes you can put him in there, but not all the time together.
Yeah, I agree totally. And it will make the Mavericks a better team if you use those guys individually instead of at the same time, because like you just said, they're going to cancel each other out. Because we saw here with the Wizards, when Dinwiddie got tired of you shooting too much and all of that, he said, man, the heck with y'all, man. I'm shooting this ball, man.
Right.
Y'all not gonna ruin my reputation in this league. You know, I'm here to get mine as well. So he did what he had. He did what he felt he wanted to do, and they traded him. They got rid of him, and it's unfortunate to see him going through it all over again in Dallas.
Yeah.
But I mean, we know Dinwiddie. We know him a little well here, and he'll get to the point where he say, "Man, the hell with what all y'all saying." I'm making the shot. I'm gonna keep shooting. I'm making the shot.
Yeah.
Especially
take me out.
Especially if it's a night where we all have witnessed when Luka trying to shoot three after three after three and missing them like crazy, which and starting the fast break for the Warriors. Because they get that ball on the rebound and they running. They gone. And half the day Dallas team still on the still in the backcourt. So yeah, man. Dinwiddie hey, any of y'all know Dinwiddie personally? Tell him DMV Kale said, man, take your shot. Take your shot, bro. Shoot it till you miss. Shoot it till you miss, man. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that lead that was vanished, you know what I'm saying, they took 7 consecutive three-point shots that cut that lead down. I'm in space because I'm thinking this game is over, and then this thing, you know, went for 29 down to like 11. When they went down to 10, I'm like, oh, they gonna come back. That's when they called that timeout, I'm going by what y'all saying. They won the series, you know, them get one, but still, they still had a chance to win that game. They could steal that game, but you know what I'm saying? I just hope next time Steve Kerr, you know what I'm saying, just leave whoever got them back in the game on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. And y'all know that's my all-around statement. You know, I just do not understand how these coaches sleep at night knowing that I could have put this guy in. I could have gave the team a chance by playing this guy instead of this guy. And they're putting those guys in, and you're overworking them. You're overworking them. So now you're getting nothing from your starters, and you're getting nothing from the players that you refuse to play.
Right.
That's crazy. Well, that's crazy to me.
He got a call down from the commissioner and said, "Hey, y'all got to lose this one, man. Whatever you need to do, but y'all got to lose it gracefully. Y'all got to bow out gracefully and let them win this. So you better take them boys out of there and and bring your subs in, man. I you got to do that if you want to keep your job.
Okay. Okay. I don't really believe that.
Don't believe what? That the league stepped in?
Yeah, that a commissioner came down and made a call. Like, Luke, anytime somebody else on that team scores the ball, this has been a theme of the playoffs. Anytime these guys make their shots, they win the game. It's just that simple. This has been a theme of the playoffs for Luka. If his company make their shots, they win. It's simple.
Yeah, Bullock, and prime example, Bullock was making shots.
Yeah, they was going on.
Exactly. It's the theme of the series. If his company mm-hmm. make their shots and scoring the ball, they win. That's mm-hmm. he's going to do what he's going to do. I don't know what y'all been saying. I don't understand it. Y'all would say he's selfish when these guys miss their shots, but then when these other guys making their shots and they win the game, then y'all come in here and say something totally different about the guy. He's playing
when he passes the ball, you know how people can be
different things at one time, right? You could be a king, you could be an a-hole, you could be all of these things in one person. I mean, just because right now he's playing like he should play,
no,
that's why we're giving him the praises that we're giving him. When he play selfish is when I'm talking about he dribbling the ball, and give it to me when that's 2 seconds to shoot. No, and I put it up. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, that's the Luka that we don't want. We don't want that
no,
Luka.
See, that's,
we want
that's,
the Luka
no,
that
that's,
keeps showing up. Hold on. We want the Luka that keeps showing up, like showed up the other day. We want that Luka. If he can stay that Luka all the time, then we good. But we know he can't be that Luka all the time. You know why? He not in shape. He can't be that Luka all the time. That's why.
Yeah.
He giving you two versions of himself.
That's where I will disagree with you guys. Y'all keep saying Luka not being the same Luka. He's been the same Luka. These guys around him not being who they supposed to be when they supposed to be him. You got a Jalen Brunson. He'll come out there and give you 30 points one game, and the next game he giving you 5 points. Or you got a, how y'all say, Spencer Dinwiddie. One game he give you 30, and next game he give you 10. These guys is not consistent.
But Luka the same
Luka
way.
Is consistent.
Luka give you all the offense, but he's giving you no defense on one game. And then one game he gives you all the offense and then all the defense. He gives you both. Sometimes you'll see him do both,
one.
And then sometimes he just only do one thing.
Okay,
Luka,
so then I will
one.
Say. Then
Hold on, Darius. Luka is the only one that consistently has the basketball. Brunson and Dinwiddie that you just named, they're relying on Luka to come down and give them that ball. Go ahead, man. You're missing my point, though. You're missing my point.
No,
we've been doing this.
I'm talking about bringing the ball up.
We've been having this conversation ever since the playoffs started about Luka, and we don't agree. We do the same thing every night.
Mm-hmm.
We get on here, we talk about Luka, and we go over the same thing over and over. We're not going to agree. You and Darius are not going to agree on
mm-hmm.
what Luka is doing. We're not going to agree on it. So we just beating up the same dead horse every night that the playoffs in there, that Dallas
don't beat up no horses.
Talking
don't,
about the same thing.
No, don't beat up no horses, 50
Cent.
We ain't
doing
that.
Yeah.
not the horses, bro.
Charles Barkley might need to ride on that horse, so don't do it.
That's right.
Hey, Charles is having
good
a good time, man.
Good point. You're totally
yes,
right on that, 57. That's why I stopped talking about that because, like you said, everybody got that opinion. We ain't going to be able to change that, you know, and I totally agree. It is what it is, you know. So, but they're going to lose tonight, and they're going to be going home, so we'll be done with it.
Because one thing for sure, Golden State to figure out a defensive scheme. They could have won that game the other night if they wanted to. They could have went in there and played their heart out. They didn't want to. Everything was aligned for Dallas to win that game. From the events during the day, Steve Kerr at the podium before the game started said, now y'all want us to go out here and feel good about a game and play a game. Nobody there. Right. His heart wasn't in it. So he wasn't going to make the right move. His head was someplace else before the game even started. But
I know what happened.
On top of that, that game, but they were going to let Dallas, they weren't going to let Dallas get swept in this series. You can say if the commissioner went down there and told it, or the NBA told it, or the players said to themselves, hey, man, we ain't making no money if we sweep. You got to look at that.
Yeah.
The players are not stupid. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, since they got that one victory, what they need to do with that one victory with that money, they need to fix that ceiling on the roof.
Right. You ain't lying, Domino.
It's moving everywhere.
Hey, bro, that was the world.
Putting that camera on him. Yeah, he was mad, man.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look, that was the world crying in Dallas, in Texas, on Tuesday. That was the whole world. That was tears crying, but the whole world was crying for what it went on. And, you know, and it just fell on the Dallas State. This is my, my little feelings for the universe type of thing. You know, and I just think that, you know, it was just a whole lot going on that day. And amongst the conspiracies, it was a lot going on.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't want to at 57 say it, beat the dead horse, but man, COVID told everybody. COVID told everybody a new one, man. Everybody.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Think about this, y'all. Seats that were $2,500, $3,500. Now going for $10,000 in these playoffs. And I'm not talking about finals seat. I'm talking about conference championship game. They're going for $10,000? Wow.
They're
going to get their money back. And listen.
Yes, sir.
You see, isn't it packed, don't you? It's packed every seat. Ain't it?
I knew something was wrong when I cashed my check at the grocery store and she gave me a chicken. She gave me a chicken back. That's how much the chicken cost. I said, something's wrong. The chicken didn't have no wings.
I'm done with
him. The chicken didn't have no wings.
Come on, man.
They gave you a chicken with no wings.
Gave me a chicken without wings. They took my whole check.
They took all the wings.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Hey, listen.
Man, don't
you ain't the only person I heard about getting robbed like that at the grocery store. Bama told me today at work he went to buy a piece and it was number one bean in the can. I said, man, you stupid.
Hey, one more gimping.
Let me say this. I know this ain't sports related, but it will help y'all if y'all need the help. Because we have on TNT Fashions, we have some bundles that you can get for a cheaper price on bundle instead of going to the grocery store. So you will save some money by doing that. But Curry,
who put these bundles together, sis? You or Tang? Because if you put them together,
mother.
I'm with you.
My mother.
Oh, yeah, okay, I'm with you. People who eat regular food. That's what you know.
Bruh, hold on. See, we're not talking about food.
Right. I was talking about supplies.
We talk about cleaning supplies. Non-perishables.
Hey,
exactly.
What do y'all expect to be on the Hamburglar Mine? Nothing but food.
And, you know, I don't know what you're talking about. You know,
a Hamburglar.
I have to check to make sure. You know, some people don't eat what I eat. You know, I eat regular food.
I eat regular food too, bro.
5-6-3-9-9-9-3-7-8-7-6.
What you eat last night for your birthday at 12 o'clock? What you eat for your birthday at 12 o'clock last night?
I love to see my people party with me, man. Good to see you, Black Brown. Sweet Nikita. Miss Rhonda.
That joke just bumped me up.
He me hit that joke.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's not right. Is working out with the Raiders this week, y'all. I mean,
yes.
Do y'all, are they going to give the man a chance this time for real, y'all? I mean, because we're looking at, what, five years now? He's been out of the league.
Five years.
He's been out of the league for 5 years now. Do you really? I mean, what do we expect him to come back and do at this point? Seriously.
Hold the clipboard.
Yeah.
I know the NFL going to be. The NFL going to be better, you know, they're going to feel better about themselves by him coming back because,
man,
you know, he led, because it's going to be an inspiration to all
no
other players.
Store, 007.
Hey, thank you, 57.
Well, I mean,
the NFL could care less about feeling good, especially over capping. The NFL care more about the emails being leaked out with their conversations to each other. They care more about getting Dan Snyder kicked out. They are not, man, listen, billionaire dudes, they could care less about feelings. For real.
No, I want to talk about the upstairs part, though. I'm talking about, like, the fellow, you know, football players, the ones, you know, saying, he know them. I ain't talking about forget them, the people in the office, because they BSing, they bullsugaring, you know, with his life, you know, by, you know.
They're
good.
You know,
they're the ones paying the money. Yeah, the dudes on the field don't matter at all. The guys in the office that you're saying is bullsugaring, them the dudes that matter. They're the ones that are writing the checks. You know, they're the ones that are composing the contract.
Right.
So I mean, I'm like, and this is just me, guys. This is my personal feeling. I'm tired of the back and forth when it comes to Kaepernick. I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
Either you guys are going to give this man an opportunity for real, or you're just going to leave him alone. And I don't know who it was that said it. I think it was 57 that said it. Get a man a clipboard. Get a man a clipboard. Let him be a coach. You know, I'm pretty sure he has enough knowledge to help a team. You know, even if he's just a quarterback coach. Even if he's just a quarterback coach. But stop playing with the game, okay?
We got to realize. For 4 years as a not playing as a quarterback, not even getting in there playing in a real game as a quarterback, and you're 35 years old. I mean, the league is already saturated with quarterbacks. So where are you going to fit in on a team that's really going to be able to use you? If a team takes you right now and puts you in a uniform as a quarterback, they just doing it for a feel good, because I don't see you at 35 being able to come out there and help
a
team right now. I just don't see it.
He's 34.
34, I thought he turned 35 sometime soon, or he was 35.
No, he's 34. He's 35 in November.
I thought he turned 35 soon. When the season starts, he'll be, by the time they get in the middle of the season, he'll be 35 years old.
Fact.
You want to pay your money?
Let's remember one important fact, y'all. Let's remember one important fact. When all of this happened, Kaepernick wasn't starting. He wasn't starting.
Only because he was hurt. Only because he was hurt. Only because he went out hurt.
Well,
he was a starter. He was starting.
He
and he got hurt, and Alex took his spot.
Well,
can I say this?
Yeah.
Well, for one, I don't know how good he's going to be able to play, but we know he hasn't had wear and tear on his body. He hasn't been hit. I'm sure he can still throw that ball. Okay, as far as timing and all that, you know, he had to get adjusted. But I think as far as the Raiders would be a perfect team. Cause
somebody coming to the door.
I think the Raiders would be a perfect team.
Mute yourself, babe. Not to say. Mute yourself, whoever coming to your door. Mute yourself.
Good.
Go ahead, Tim. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's good. You good? I think the Raiders, you know, should. I think the Raiders would be a perfect team because you know they always, you know, since Al Davis always, you know, like to stick it to the NFL and what have you, and just go against the grain. So, like you say, whether it be a backup, because I don't know who the backup quarterback for the Raiders are, you know, but. Why not go to L.A.? I mean, Las Vegas, you know. So with the Raiders, be a backup or, like you say, help someone be assistant coach. But get him back up in there, and I think he might can help someone as a backup coach. I mean, as a backup player. So, I mean, we got quarterbacks, but how great is all these quarterbacks? You got Baker Mayfield, don't even got a job. Don't even know if he's going to get a job, you know. You got Teddy Bridgewater as a backup. You got, you know, so.
Baker will have a job. Baker will have a job once the season starts.
We hope.
Baker Mayfield, I know he will. Baker, even if it is just a backup, Baker will have a job. But my thing with Kaepernick is, kid, what you just said, that 4 years he hasn't had the wear and tear on his body, there are other points of football that not playing is going to hurt him. It hurts his game, the vision, the anticipation, the timing, all of that. It's uber important for a quarterback. And Kaepernick has not had that. He hasn't had that.
Well, I said he needs to get in training. I'm sorry.
A lot of things too, like with the timing, like some of these relationships that he had with some of these people, he still have those relationships with those people. Like, even though if he don't have the timing like right now, I don't think it'll be hard for him to get the timing with the people that he's playing with on that team, because he still got he played with some of those players. He played with some of those players before, so some of those people he got a strong relationship with. Some of them he got to make it. You know, a strong relationship, and you got to work on it. But, hey, that's what everybody got to work on their strong points and their not-so-strong points. We got that's what we do every day as humans.
I said that he need to work on his thing as far as, like you said, getting adjusted to the game and timing and working on all that. I know he needs to work on that. But as far as him being healthy, put him out there and work for somebody forever. Nah, dog.
This dude ain't going to be no starting quarterback in the NFL.
I didn't say that. We're not saying that.
He ain't
going to
be no backup quarterback in the NFL. I'm saying what I'm saying. You know what you're saying. But I'm saying
I wouldn't spend my
money as an owner for Colin Kaepernick to be a quarterback. Now, maybe as a coach, quarterback's coach, helping the team like that, something like that, but to put him in a uniform and say you're going to be one, two, or three, never. Or you
but
got the intention of you being one, two, or three.
We really just speculate without seeing him.
That's
he's
39
years old, and he hasn't played the game for 5 years.
Yeah.
But 57,
yeah.
He
hasn't played the game for 5 years.
They don't want him. They don't really want him in the NFL because of the lawsuits and all that stuff. You know, he won all that money from, you know, the NFL had to pay him all that money. So,
but that's
really
one thing. Playing the game is another thing, sis.
No, no, no. I'm saying
maybe
that's
they don't want him in the league.
57, somebody else got to talk to.
Well, I've been listening to y'all. I've been listening
okay.
to y'all.
But
and I don't
over.
Agree with it. I'm just saying I don't agree
okay.
with it. I'm not trying to talk over you. I'm
we
just
heard.
Saying this guy's 35 years old. And y'all trying to make him a starting quarterback.
We heard that part, too.
Let's introduce this caller. 297, what's going on? Take us to heaven, 297. Welcome to Kale's
yeah.
Corner.
Welcome to Kale's
hey,
Corner.
Hey, y'all. This is Kale's Joint.
Yes, sir.
What's your name?
All right. This is Eric Jessup, also known as DC Dog, also known as the unofficial president of the Taylor Heineke Fan Club. How y'all doing today?
Okay.
What's up?
How you
doing,
E?
I'm doing all right.
Hey,
listen, I see y'all talking about Kaepernick and, you know, kind of almost take the politics out of it. You know what I'm saying? The reason why Kaepernick hasn't been playing, mostly, I mean, you could flavor it with a little politics and this and that. But the thing is, nobody wants somebody who's not going to be committed 100%. We've seen it time and time again, you know, and it's not necessarily wrong. It's not necessarily right either. If a player comes in and says, yeah, I'm going to be like, you know, wide out and stuff like that, but I also want to be a rapper and I also want to be an actor and stuff like that. Coaches, no good, you know. It's no good for them. It's no good for organizations and stuff like that. So here comes Kaepernick, right? He wanted to be a social justice warrior and all that kind of good stuff. And the truth is, he didn't do a whole bunch of workouts. He did maybe one or two for media attention and stuff like that during that whole time. And now he's back. I don't know, I guess he's broke or whatever, right? And he's coming back. He's got to convince whoever, right, that he's going to be focused on football. And that's going to be tough because the media is full of young kids who want to make a difference. And going to be asking him all kinds of sideways questions, even when he tries to focus on football. So it was just going to be interesting to see. I mean, yeah, like the man said, the Raiders is perfect. They're good for reclamation projects and sticking it to the NFL and all that kind of good stuff. But, you know, we'll see. As far as I could tell, like for a very long time and for much of the time he was out, dude was – pretty much kept his word. He said, no, forget the NFL, the, you know, slaveholders, whatever you want to call it. He focused his efforts and his mind and his heart on helping others, right? And he did do what he said he was going to do. He opened some schools. He did, you know, the social justice work that he said he was going to do. But now all of a sudden, right, he back. So I don't know if he's going to, I doubt that he's ever going
to
start again. Just simply because of the optics, we'll see.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting
to see. I don't think it's all of a sudden, though. I don't think it's all of a sudden that he wants to come back.
Well, you can think that if you want, but like I said, you know, you can count the number of workouts he's had on one hand, for real. Like I said, he was busy.
Yeah,
he was doing what he said he would do, and for that, he gets my respect as a person.
Yeah.
But as a quarterback... Yeah. He let a whole bunch of his social justice friends carry his voice. Say, oh, no, he wasn't doing nothing. So not football related. Not enough to be taken seriously, in my opinion. Anyway.
So,
back to y'all.
So you're saying it's his commitment that is a question for you. And
exactly.
And for other teams. Okay. I mean, I can see how you would arrive to that that price.
But 25 to 30 million dollars that he thinks he's going to get, you know, per year, putting other people's careers on hold, you know, it's just got serious. You know, you got wide receivers out there, you know, trying to make their mark. You got offensive linemen getting killed every day, you know, trying to protect this fool. He better be committed.
Thank you, Eric.
Yeah.
Finally, I heard somebody
you
else say the same thing. Thank you, brother.
I think we all agree that Kaepernick has to show a level of commitment. I think we all agreed on that before Brother Ert and his comments, because
okay,
football,
I was about to say the same
football
thing.
Football is a
sport
where commitment is necessary. Commitment is necessary, and I will say this. I will say this. I never thought about how many workouts he has or haven't had until now. And there really haven't been a lot.
No.
Because football is the sport that it is, and it demands so much physically from a player, 4 to 5 years of sitting on the sideline and then jumping out there, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Quarterback lose arm strength.
On the rubber chicken circuit, making speeches, not even eating right.
The rubber chicken circuit. Hey, Earth, let me ask you a question. Earth, I have to ask you.
Somebody got their background.
What do you not like about Kaepernick? Because, or is it that?
His coach.
Well, I'm not even going to give you a scapegoat. Tell me what it is about Kaepernick that rubs you the wrong way. Because since you've been on, I haven't heard one positive comment concerning this young man. So tell me what it is that rubs you.
And what, so?
No, he said he likes his ethnic. He did.
I'm trying to answer your question. Now, you want to know something positive about Kaepernick, why I don't like him? It's just personal.
Now answer the question. Go ahead.
For me, it's just personal. For me, he was just a wannabe RG3 back when we thought RG3 was going to be something.
What?
I never thought RG3
because they were head up. Were head up. As a matter of fact, you know, that was supposed to be the Beltway Super Bowl, and we got it in that year.
Right.
We played the Ravens, and that's the game that the RG3 got hurt, and then he got up in his head and lied to the coach, and we've already been through that. But, you know, they were on track, you know, at that point, you know, to meet in the Super Bowl. So, anyway, as far as Kaepernick, I thought he was a wannabe. I got to give him props, you know, for his physical abilities, what have you. I can't really knock him for his physical abilities, for what he's done on the field. I just personally, you know, didn't like him. And
no,
like I said, I thought he was kind of a copycat West Coast RG3, and you know, that was just it. You know, there's nothing. I can't really say anything bad against the man. I really can't say anything bad against the man, because like
what
I said before,
like?
when he left, he said, "I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to work for justice. I'm going to, you know, do these schools. I'm going, you know," and he did that. We got on the field, he produced. There's nothing I can really say against him, except I just personally didn't like him for some reason. I don't know. I just thought he,
that's funny.
I guess
that's
maybe
funny
with that competition with RG3 to be the super mobile new quarterback. That's about it.
That's funny you mentioned Kaepernick and RG3 in the same sentence. Kaepernick went to the Super Bowl in 2013, where RG3 didn't go. I mean, Cap went to the Super Bowl in 2013.
The only reason RG3 didn't go was because he hurt himself.
Come on,
no, he didn't. No, what? they didn't go because Mike Shanahan, they supposed to have put Kirk Cousins in before RG3, but I'm going to leave that alone because Packnett was in the Super Bowl with the Ravens.
Keep it going. Keep it going,
they went to the Super Bowl.
Was with the 49ers, dude.
Yeah, of course he was with the 49ers. That's my point. He was with, he was in the Super Bowl against the Ravens. The Ravens. The, by the way,
okay,
what
bro.
You said that you wish
okay,
it was a Baltimore and DC Popway battle.
Hey, you know, okay, fine. Like I said, when he was on the field, he produced. I got no knocks against him.
He was in the Super Bowl.
I just personally, for some reason, I just don't like him because, like, you know, I had my boy. Until he wasn't my boy.
And Cap was in the Super Bowl. RG3 was doing this endorsement thing, stealing money from us. You know what I'm saying? He could have sat out that year. He could have sat out that year. Man, I'm about to fire him up right now. Hey, look, he could have sat out that year. He won an endorsement for Subway. Man, Kapakana was in the Super Bowl. That man was in the Super Bowl while he was getting an endorsement for Subway.
Yes, we were.
I think it just seemed like dude was an RG3 fan.
Season.
That's okay.
It just seemed like dude was
Super Bowl, it wasn't the same season, and it wasn't about RG3 sitting out.
I think you were just an RG3 fan like that, man.
Kaepernick didn't go to the Super Bowl.
I think you just love RG3 like that.
But it's okay, man. Kaepernick, you know, let Kaepernick do his thing. I ain't mad.
You just love RG3.
Oh, he already did.
Okay. Yeah, he don't need no permission. He already did it and trying to do it again. He already did it one time.
Okay.
He's trying to do
okay.
it again.
Kaepernick lost his job and started taking a knee.
Yeah, he did.
Forget Kaepernick.
What is RG3 doing now?
He lost his job and then he started taking a knee. Stop fighting for social justice.
He
lost his job. And he started fighting. He started taking a knee because he was pissed because he lost his job. They wouldn't put him back out there.
He started
going for this social justice bull crap that he's complained that he was for. Instead of playing football, I'm not going with this conspiracy against Colin Kaepernick. I'm not going with this conspiracy against Colin Kaepernick.
You got to be focused on your job at hand.
You know, exactly. Tell him again,
bruh. I'm not going to go that far to say. That's too much money and too many other people.
I'll take the heat.
You know
I'll take the heat. I'll say how I feel about it.
Hey, listen.
Hey,
I'm about to mute people.
So online,
for real.
Online.
Go right ahead,
got
bro.
Online, y'all going crazy. She said, keep my Ravens name out your mouth over there. That's what she said.
Listen. For whatever reason, Treat Kaepernick was healthy. When he left.
I think that.
He lost his job. He lost his job due to injury, which we all know a player is not supposed to lose their job due to injury, but Kaepernick did. Kaepernick was pissed. 57 was correct about that. He was pissed at the fact. And then with everything that was going on in the culture, he decided to take a knee and fight for all of the injustices going on.
Mm-hmm. Some RG3 didn't do.
Somebody told him to do that. One of his army friends told him to do it.
We know why RG3 wasn't standing up for his own. You know, describe the female or females that RG3 was with, you know what I mean, doing his thing. So, you know, while we want to give all this credit and take credit away, we really need to know the full background story. We really need to know exactly what is what and what happened to cause these reactions, these things to go on. I think it's very irresponsible to say Kaepernick's stance was anything but social justice issue. Now, in the beginning, yes, 57, he was pissed off. Yes, he was. But as this thing took a life and started to grow, this man got behind what he had told us he was behind. He was for what he had told us he was for. And I was one of the main ones saying, where is the money, Kaepernick? Where are your appearances at these rallies, these protests? And what did he do? He started donating money. He started showing up at these protests. You know? So we can't really put down the man's route on his social justice or injustice accomplishment. That's all I wanted to say.
I believe.
Now I'm glad you did that while you lectured me and muted me so I couldn't say anything back. That's great.
Well,
but I'm still going to say what I say. I don't care how y'all feel about Kaepernick, how y'all feel about what I said. I'm going to stick by what I said. I've been saying it for years. Tang will tell you. I've been saying it for years. Kaepernick is not a good quarterback. He was on a good team. He was an adequate quarterback.
He was a good quarterback.
If you add it, you're good. Is that good?
That's right. Tell him.
No.
Did he make the team?
There's a difference.
Did he turn into the Super
difference
Bowl?
Between
did he
adequate.
A good quarterback? That's all I got to say.
There's a difference between adequate and good. There is a difference.
Well, my
I'm
quarterback
sorry.
Was good. He was good.
Well, that's
okay.
Your
okay.
That's why
y'all won the Super Bowl that year with him.
That's
why y'all won. Did y'all won the Super Bowl, right?
Oh,
that's my
character.
We caught that.
I guess
that's the
way he say don't make me boo-boo.
Maybe you should. Maybe you should.
Y'all think his opinion is nothing.
Maybe you should. You give it some of the crap. Get rid of some of the crap.
I don't know what he talk about. What he talk about, I don't even listen.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
but, you know, I don't go on the conspiracy theory or they doing us wrong or they, you know. So don't try to belittle my comments because I don't agree with you. You know, come on now.
I said what I said.
Your quarterback wasn't good.
Listen, I want you to hear me out, man.
Your quarterback wasn't good.
I believe, and yours was a rapist for the second
and then
time.
And then he started taking
the
a knee. They doing me wrong.
Your
it's against
rapist.
Black people.
Like
they doing me wrong. Yeah, but he won a Super Bowl.
He
won a Super Bowl. Yours
no,
didn't. He won two
he
Super Bowls.
Paid,
but yours didn't. You know, maybe that's all I
got
to say.
Sir.
Yo.
Let me ask some questions.
He got paid,
let me ask some questions. Were they not being treated wrong? What's his stand necessary?
And helping him too, Kale. He included in that.
Excuse me?
He
say
included
it again,
in that.
Kale.
Why he took a knee.
What, I said, weren't black people being treated wrong? Weren't there injustices?
I'm not. Hey,
hold on.
I'm not saying, first of all, I'm not saying that
yes,
you're wrong. Or, no, I'm not. Let me finish. I can speak for me.
Go ahead.
You're saying about social justice, you're right. You're right. But as far as Kaepernick being the spokesman for social justice, no, you're wrong.
Okay.
You're wrong.
Huh?
You know?
He latched on to something
that was going to keep him in the spotlight. Because he wasn't getting started. He wasn't on the field. So he latched on to something that was trying to get him a spot. Exactly. That's why he asked me for it.
So if he
I ain't want nobody to stop him.
Yeah, that's why he asked me for it, because it's my opinion.
Exactly. That's what I
said. Hello.
Come on.
If he was starting, you're saying we wouldn't have seen any of this.
None of that. If he never would have lost his job, we wouldn't have seen any of that. None of it.
All this is hypothetical, wow. Y'all. Y'all know that, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, just like okay. It's a conspiracy to do this, a conspiracy to do that.
I ain't saying conspiracy to do anything.
He didn't bring this out until he wasn't the starter anymore. While he was starting the whole time, we didn't hear anything about injustice. And it had been going on.
It wasn't in the public eye. That doesn't mean that he wasn't doing it in his private life, behind closed doors.
He was kneeling in the living room by himself.
Hey, if it turned a dollar and it helped one other person, something that we ain't doing, if it helped one other person, then he's doing it.
You can try to give him all the accolades you want. We're talking about a football player. Go ahead. And I'm excited to mine too, sis.
Let me say this, Trees.
Muhammad Ali was a boxer.
Hold on.
You can't even put them in the same sentence.
Hold on, everyone, please. If he was doing something for the cause, it would have been reported. It would have been news. Because think about it. Every incident had been reported. Every march.
Not every incident.
But the ones that were, he was never named of being associated or being there at all or contributing in any way. We saw Al Sharpton. We saw Jesse Jackson. We saw all of these African American leaders there, but we didn't see Kaepernick. And to 57's point, he never claimed to want to do those things.
He wanted to work on real situations. He didn't want to grandstand and do all the speeches and stuff. He did what he said he was going to do. He said he was going to work in the community. So he worked in the communities. Like I said, he got the money, and he spent the money in the communities. That's on record. You know, he built a couple of schools, well, at least one, you know what I'm saying? And he worked in the communities. No, he didn't claim to be like the next MLK and walk around with microphones in his face. Like I said, I give him credit for what he did. He did what he said he was going to do. You know what I'm saying? And if everybody in the world did that, this would be a hell of a better world.
We ain't asking people
to put on a red cape every day. Just do what you say you're going to do.
You know? That's right.
If everyone in this world had legitimate reason behind the things that they did, it would be a better world. It would be a way better world. Legitimize what he's done.
Thank you, Pig. Thank you. Why y'all get to be
because
the person that gets to
we shouldn't be so,
say he's legitimized?
I'm sorry, T. Go ahead.
You got it. Go ahead.
But you're right. You know, who is us? You know, like I said, everybody do their part, like that gentleman just said. Everybody want to be cynical, you know, and when somebody do something good, they want to say something about it, why they doing it, what ulterior motives they have. Everybody just do their part and do something good, man. A little good don't matter, man. You know, the way this world and what we got going.
Just not walking around with blinders on, bro.
That's our problem. In the reality world that we live in,
everything is done or not done for a reason. Everything. You can't say that we're being cynical. If that's your opinion, that's your opinion. But all I'm saying is all of this Kaepernick's help was not made public until he was taking a knee. Now, he could have been contributing, but am I wrong because I don't know that? No. No, I'm not. Because I can only speak on what I know. And what I know is, once he decided to take a knee, everything became public. Once people said, no, don't take both knees, once his military consultants told him, don't take both knees, that is disrespectful to the soldiers, he stopped taking one knee. And then once people said, we're not seeing any financial restitution from you, he started giving money. And then people said, why aren't you at any of the rallies on the marches? Then he stopped showing up at the rallies and the marches. All I'm saying is that everything he has done has been at the recommendation of other people. So how much belief in this can we really take from it? If everything he's doing is what he's been told to do. That's all I'm saying, y'all. And I don't want to take anything away from the man and what he did, because it's a hell of an accomplishment. It's a hell of an accomplishment. But let's realize, y'all, people do and don't do for reasons. There's a reason behind it every time.
Can I say this one thing? It really don't make a difference. The reason don't make a difference if it's positive. Even if it's negative too, the reason don't matter, because we're past the reason. At that point, we're past the reason why somebody is doing something. We're past the reason. We're here now. So
nah,
all we can do is
I'm still talking.
All we can do is deal with what we into right now. The now is it being productive? Is it positive? Is it anything? That's all we can do, y'all. We can't go back and rewrite it and keep going over and over and over about the same situation
over
and over.
That's ludicrous. I liken this to building a house, okay? If your foundation
that house already built,
isn't properly,
bro.
Let me finish. If your house is on a foundation that's not properly built, I understand what you're saying about the house already being built, but if there's one step that is incorrect, you open the door for your whole house to crumble. You open the door for your whole project to
Kale,
be dismissed.
Kale, listen to what you're saying. If the whole house ain't being built, listen, the house already built. The house is already built. We're talking about it now. The house is built. All we can do is go off of what's now. Can we fix the house? Can we upgrade the house? Can we move the house? Can we do something with the house? The house already built, bruh. Come on, y'all.
We can't do nothing with this house right here.
I'm so sorry, y'all. I'm sorry.
We can't do nothing with this house.
If the house is already built, you don't need to move it. You only need to move it if the foundation isn't built correct. That's it. That's all.
Okay.
Come on, take us out of here, girl.
You can move the house now if you want to relocate it.
Man. Come on, 57. 57
still here?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought he had something.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I thought I
wouldn't miss the last moment of this one. Huh?
Oh, I was giving you the last word. Go ahead. You got the last word.
Well, I'd like to thank one of the ones that say we love everybody, in the words of our co-host, you know.
Goodbye. You're getting on my nerves. I love you.
Love you, sis.
I know it. Like a fat kid love cake. Okay.
Yeah, you know me.
Kale and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. Just on 57. Kale and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. Love on everybody that you see. Love on them. Kill 'em is T. We are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can also log in on Blog Talk Radio /UKLMcLean. Happy birthday, Tank! Enjoy your week. Everybody, enjoy your week. Kale?
Hey, listen. I love, this conversation was one of the reasons Kale's Corner was born. It really and truly was. I love opinions. I love, even when they differ from mine. That's how we learn. So Tuesday, y'all get ready to come back with another heated and spirited jump. And for my man, Fifty Grand.
Mama, happy birthday, baby.
It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck, cause that's your birthday. You'll find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. You need to fill a bar. I'm in the habit of sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, get in there getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. You need to fill a bar. I'm in the habit of sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug. When I pull up out front, you see the Benz on dub. When I roll 20 deep, it's always drama in the club. Now that I roll with Dre, everybody show me love. When you sell like Eminem, you get plenty of groupie love. But homie, ain't nothing changed, roll down, G's up. I see exhibit in the cutting, man, roll them trees up. You watch how I move, you mistake before I play up here. Been hit with a few shells, but now I don't walk with a limp. In the hood, in the day, they say 50, you hot. They like me, I want them to love me like they love pop. But how they in New York, I'll tell you I'm local. When you're playing is to put the rap game in the choke. So I'm fully focused, man. My money on my mind. Got a meal out the deal and I'm still in the grind. Now shorty says she's feeling my style, she's feeling my flow. A girl from Woody, they guy and they ready to go. Find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. You need to fill a bar. I'm in the habit of sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, get in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. You need to fill a bar. I'm in the habit of sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, get in the getting rough. My flow, my show brought me to go. That brought me all my fancy things. My crib, my car, my clothes, my shoes. Look on me, I done came up and I ain't changing. You should love it way more than you hate it. Oh, you mad? I thought that you'd be happy I made it. I'm the cat by the bar, toasting to the good life. Moved out the hood, now you tryna pull me back, right? My joint get the pumping in the club, it's on. I with my eyes to chicks, so she's mad, she gone. Hit the roof on fire, man. Just let it burn if it's talking about money, homie, I ain't concerned. I'ma tell you what bank for me, cause go ahead, switch the style up. And if they hate, then let them hate, them, watch the money pile up. Or we can go upside the head with a bottle of bub. Come on, they know where we be. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need, you need to fill a bar. I'm in the habit of sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, get in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need, you need to fill a bar. I'm in the habit of sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, get in the getting rough.
Don't try to act like you don't know who we be, neither. We in club all the time, the problem pop on. Shady aftermath.